welcome to the latest Pocket Gamer audio podcast. I'm your host, Rob Hearn. With me today are Fraser McInnes.
Hello.
And Chris James.
Hello.
Hello. They are, respectively, in case you're wondering, the community chap for Pocket Gamer and the managing director of Steel Media, which is a company that owns Pocket Gamer. So, where are we? What's been happening this week? The first thing, the biggest thing that's been happening this week is that the App Store has turned one. Said 1 year on Earth.
Hooray!
Yeah. Hooray! Do we have a drum roll there for that? Like it.
Yeah. Okay.
1 year roll. Congratulations.
Congratulations indeed. And what they did was they said what their 30 favourite games were to celebrate. This must be good news for the people who made those games. Amongst them, in fact, I'm just going to read out the whole list really quickly. Flight Control, Field Runners, Touch Grind, Real Tennis 2009, Zen Bound, Topple 2, Trism, Bloons, Tokitori, Flick Fishing, The Sims 3, Real Racing, Myst, Sentinel, Mars Defense, Edge, Rolando, Monopoly Hero Now, The World Edition, 2XL Supercross, Tiger Woods PGA Tour, Sonic the Hedgehog, Super Yum Yum 3, Paper Toss, The Blob, Baseball Slugger, Home Race, Run 3D, Fast, Crazy Machines, Up There, Real Football 2009, Tiki Towers, and Spore Origins. So that sounds like a pretty solid list.
There's quite a lot there, isn't there? Have you missed
30? It's about 30.
Did it have Peggle in it?
No.
I'm
no
just looking. I'm not saying that I'm obsessed. I'm not saying that I'm obsessed by the shiny buttons and the little noises. But surely Peggle's got to be one of the best 30 games.
I'm surprised Peggle isn't in there, I have to confess. But then maybe it's because Peggle has been quite successful on other platforms before the iPhone.
I see what you're saying.
You
think they're looking at a unique original. That's Real Tennis has been on different platforms before.
That's true.
Sims 3.
The Sims 3 is...
I realised almost as soon as I said that you guys were going to pick it apart.
No, I think we should push on and ridicule your point, Fraser, because I think it's important. So I think the Myst, Sims 3,
the
Blob... I'm surprised at the Blob, Sport Origins.
I'm surprised at the Blob as well. Good game, but I would never have put it in the top 30.
I think it did okay, but I don't think it really. I don't think it even worked particularly better on an iPhone than it did on a mobile. Really, I thought it was okay.
Yeah.
Sonic the Hedgehog's quite first. We liked it quite a lot, but there's been quite a bit of consternation about the controls, hasn't it?
Certainly. I have to say, controversial though it might be, I'm not that bothered about Tiki Towers, really.
Oh!
Yeah.
Stone him!
Yeah, I know.
Stone him!
I know. I normally don't bother making such bare-faced confessions, but...
Right, okay. A new jingle for just people talking rubbish. That is just rubbish. Tiki Towers is one of the best games of the last year.
No, it's not that it's bad. That's the thing. Like, don't get me wrong. It's a good game, but I don't understand the following that it has. It's, for me, I don't know. Maybe it's
talking
just because it was pretty rubbish.
Talking of games that have got massive followings that we don't quite understand. I noticed Pocket God isn't in there.
Yeah.
It's in the top 30.
Good point.
Yeah. I'm not... this is not like a vendetta. I think we every week we kind of try and work out.
Can we make that the last word on Pocket God? Now that Apple says
the Pocket God keeps on going. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
I was happy to see Fast in there though. That's a recent title that's very deserving.
You're proud of that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's a great title. I mean, for me, it's probably the one title that I genuinely could have confused with a PSP game. If somebody had just shown me a video of the game running and didn't show me what it was running on, it would have genuinely been hard to tell whether or not it was on the iPhone or the PSP. So.
Okay. I think we need to do a top 10 games that should have been in their best 30 or something
that's
like
an
that.
Idea, yeah.
I think we should react to that, but that's good.
How many editorial ideas do we come up with on this podcast here, and how many of them actually get written?
All of them.
And none. Those are the two answers.
Well, no, that's good. No, that's great news then. So 1 year old. I mean, I think it's done pretty bloody well, let's face it. The App Store's been phenomenal, if I can use a long word. Phenomenal. It's been amazing.
Been a phenomenon.
Mm. All of the above.
I hate it sometimes when you're watching the news or something like that, someone will say, and this was an amazing phenomenon. And you just go, what? It's phenomenon.
Why can you not say phenomena?
Because that's the like... plural. You can't be a phenomena. Phenomena is the plural of phenomenon. Like data. Yeah, okay. Data.
Datum.
Professor Rob, would you care to spatiate further on this for us?
Yeah, datum.
Spatiate. What are you talking about? Professor Fraser, I think. Anyway,
That's actually just one of my cunningly selected bits of vocabulary that I use to fool people into thinking that I've got a broad armory of words to use, but it's just one that I learned.
I've heard you use expatiate before, actually, and I think we commented on it.
Yeah.
I think you might have done.
That is a fancy word.
Yeah, but before we move back to Apple, datum, what on earth's that? Is that like some sort of service?
That's data. Data
is a plural.
It's
not such a thing as datum.
A datum is a unit of data. Yeah.
A datum.
Like a bacterium.
Are you sure that you're the site editor for Pocket Gamer, Rob? Are you sure that you're not about to receive a research grant somewhere for some prestigious university?
I wondered what he's doing during the days. That's what he's like, you know, he's tinkering away. It's like, well, you know, he's tapping away at his thesis.
Yeah.
It's like, you're working on that cure for cancer, Fraser. How's that going?
Yeah, not so good. What I think is actually that Rob's playing Goodall and the Chimps. He's actually studying us all, basically. At Pocket Gamer, this is all a big. This is that we are his thesis, basically.
Okay. Right.
You are.
I'm sorry to say,
the results are not looking good.
Yeah,
you're all going to have to go back to the zoo quite soon. I'm afraid.
Comprehensive study into the vocabulary of so-called modern day journalists.
So there we have it. The App Store is 1 year old. If people are interested in,
that's 1 year old, Robert, not 1 year old.
Well, I don't like how I've been set up. I've been put on this pedestal that I don't want to be on, and now I'm being knocked off it.
Well, that's what happens. You know. Yeah, we build you up so we can rip you down, Rob. That's how it works.
Well, anyway, if you want to read our thoughts,
is it a pedestal or a pedestum? I don't know. Just check.
It's a pedestal.
Right, okay.
Only an absolute moron would think it was a pedestal. yeah, blimey. There's 30,000 apps. That was another piece of news that came about yesterday. I think that's right.
How many?
Got the figure right. So 30,000 games.
30,000 games? Not apps.
Let me... I think it's cool. Games.
But, Rob, you know, this is a shaky thesis already.
It really is. In the competitive world of research, you're going to have these facts pinned down.
A journal, okay. I think already you'd be questioned on this.
Yeah.
Fortunately, it's not. It's just us. But
Do we know? Is it 30,000?
Doing my research. Doing my research. Okay. Right now.
I think it could be actually, because I think I'm sure that we got to like 30,000 apps a while ago. I remember kind of sometime towards it last year, it being about 6,000 games. So 30,000 in about 6 months would be a massive kind of growth, but not unfeasible.
No.
It's not unfeasible.
Unfeasible.
That's great fusion words. Right.
I mean, isn't it the case that the majority of things on there are games?
Hold on.
All right,
I'm going to issue a retraction.
Hold on.
Right, okay, I've got a clarification here for you now. 13,000 games. And there are obviously well in excess of 30,000 apps.
That's a small but important difference.
Yeah.
Still, it'll be less than that.
Exactly. So it'll be a similar thing when we work out salary this year. It'll be 30,000, 13,000, very similar. People get confused when you're discussing them. But still, that's a hell of a lot.
Fraser, I assume.
13,000 is a lot, though. I mean, that's interesting... I believe that we made the point about, in our piece, which I did kind of browse, but didn't remember the numbers from, so it would be helpful, that obviously that means it's pretty, you know, tough going to get your game noticed on the App Store. Then it's a very competitive marketplace.
Sure is, yeah.
What would be your tips, Chris, for getting noticed?
Yeah, apart from obviously, you know, making sure that we know about your game and cover it, and obviously, advertise if you think that's a good idea. I personally think it is. But, so, it's yeah. No, I think you know, you've people. It's all about now. I think Apple. I think that's the thing. That's kind of what's come out and what's become clear that you know, that you need to get to be successful, unless you're a massive company and got a big publishing budget. You need to do some promotion, definitely, but you also really need to kind of get excite Apple somehow or other.
There's another way to do it as well.
What's that? By yourself?
You can. Here's the way to do it. You do a Peggle, which is the term we've invented for suddenly dropping the price of your game to 59 pence. Then everybody buys it. I think obviously it needs to have a certain level of fame at the point that it goes down to 59p. But if your game is kind of outside the top 100 or quite low down, you reduce the price to 59p. It rockets up the charts like Peggle did, gets to number one. Then the price suddenly goes back up. So people go onto the App Store and they go, right, what's good? What's at number one? And they see Peggle costs £3, and they think, oh, well, it must be worth it because it's number one.
Yeah.
And so they buy it. So this is this is Peggling.
Is that a new verb that's been created then?
Yeah, I mean, we've been saying doing a Peggle, but I think it's a bit clumsy, so I'm going to enforce Peggling. But Peggling is to reduce the price.
I don't think PopCap, you know, or Peggle necessarily invented the practice, though, did they? I mean,
I don't think so.
But Peggle's the most
attention
to doing it, yeah.
You know, call me an idealist, but I do genuinely think that, obviously, out of this massive number of games that we've got on the App Store, there are an awful lot of games which are essentially reskins of other people's ideas. And, you know, they've all got a place and that's fine, but I do think that there is still, if you've got a good enough idea and you do some modest, at least a modest amount of promotion, then your game will achieve a modest amount of success at the very least, you know? It's definitely still about having good ideas that make good use of the iPhone.
So, let's move on from that. And talk about other bits and pieces of news. For example, the news that LucasArts Adventure Games could be coming to iPhone has firmed up. It already, a couple of weeks ago, the news sort of first broke that via an interview from someone from LucasArts that it was possible that Monkey Island and games like that would be coming to iPhone because he had been working, this developer had been working previously on LucasArts games for the iPod, original iPod with the scroll wheel and everything.
Okay. And so what have they been banned? Have they been kind of canned, the original iPhone?
No.
Are they already coming out?
I don't think the original iPod ones are still coming out. I think that by the time, probably, I think they did research into doing it, you know, whether or not it was viable, that it would be any good. But, so that was the rumour that came about a couple of weeks ago. But more recently, in an interview with Joystick, someone called Rodriguez has said, on iPhone, you know Apple's policy that we can't talk about release until it's ready to release, but it would make sense that we would do something like it if we were going to go in that direction. Wink, wink, nod, nod. So I think what he's saying is that, the old LucasArts games are very, very probably coming to iPhone, so that would include Monkey Island, possibly Grim Fandango, Day of the Tentacle, Sam and Max Hit the Road, and all of those brilliant games.
Big fan of Grim Fandango. Was one of my favourite games ever. It was what I got addicted to. I thought it was just brilliant. But obviously also Monkey Island's brilliant. Sam Max was great. Interesting stuff. That's very interesting.
Does anybody follow Stephen Fry's Twitter account?
I do. Yeah, I do. It's interesting. Yeah.
It's on. If you go to the Pocket Gamer, Pocket Gamer is following him. We stopped following him for a while, and I guess somebody who has access to the Pocket Gamer account has started following him again. It's amazing. Yesterday there was this whole big saga about how he needed the toilet, and he was in a taxi, and I need the toilet. You know, I'm desperate for the toilet, and so on and so on. And then eventually, I made it home. Twitter. What an odd phenomenon.
If that is not reason enough for people to not start using Twitter, then I don't know what is. You know, use Twitter and you can follow the toilet habits of Stephen Fry.
there is a potential line of joke and suggestion we can get into here, but our legal team is nodding in the background that we shouldn't. So,
shaking my head, but
they're praying, actually, is what it looks like. But, so we'll let them go.
No, his tweets are actually brilliant, though. You do get a genuine insight into his life. But I can't help but wondering, after having read his Twitter account for a little while, that he does nothing but sit with his iPhone, like, 3 inches from his face, with his thumb just going mental on the little keyboard, just tweeting constantly all day long.
Or he's got an assistant. Exactly, or he has somebody who does it for him. That's what, you know.
Yeah, okay.
Like, you know, that's how it works in the media world, in the Lovies world. Somebody does
industry.
All
the... yeah.
Exactly, you know, come on.
You know what, as soon as you said that, even though I know it's not true, I want that job. I want the job of being Stephen Fry's Twitterer. Just following him around all the time, like running along behind him.
Correcting his
dropping
grammar.
Things and picking them up.
You'd be a sort of social networking prosthetic for Stephen Fry.
I'd like to see that grammar wars between Rob Hearn and Stephen Fry.
Oh, he would crush you.
Wouldn't even enter. I wouldn't get to his round. It would be a face-off between Will Self and Stephen Fry.
Yeah,
and I actually think Will Self would win.
I think so too.
But
yeah.
Stephen Fry would give him a jolly good run for his money.
I'm not a big fan of Will Self myself. I wasn't even trying to say it, being intentional. I don't. Yeah, I don't know. Will Self's had his day. I think I'm not such a massive fan of him.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan, but he's got a hell of a vocabulary.
He certainly does.
It's ludicrous.
Okay.
Anyway,
we've been ogling men's vocabularies. I think it's time we moved on to yes.
There is one more piece of news. I've lost the opportunity to do a good link, actually, because in the first item we were talking about, somebody said something about 3D, a game looking as good as it does on PSP. I think you were talking about Fraser.
I thought
link my link. Bulb went off over my head, and I realised that would be a great way to start talking about this next game, which is Gangstar West Coast Hustle.
Peeps.
Yeah. God, I've forgotten on my wire speak, but I'll remember it throughout this.
You feel
it? It's all in the game. All in the game.
Real police. Do you want to hear the story of a wire nerd? Me and my friend. We are wire nerds, and if we like someone, if we're introducing, you know, someone to someone else, we'll say, "Oh no, don't worry, he's all right. He's real police," and that means someone is basically a good guy. He's real police. Awesome. So it's this GTA style 3D beat 'em up type, running around a city killing people game. From Gameloft. Gangstar, of course, is already a mobile franchise, but they're bringing it to iPhone. A couple of weeks ago, there was a rumor based on a website, and the website was just called comingtoiphone.com, I think, and it looked very much like a graphic from Grand Theft Auto, so we immediately speculated that Grand Theft Auto was coming to iPhone, but some of our readers... very cleverly.
I think mixed. Yeah. Go on. They did some research, didn't they? Yeah.
They did. Yeah. Sorry. I'm going to give them a shout out. I'm going to name drop. Said the Who Is Query on coming on iPhone gives these results. Registered through GoDaddy.com Inc. The domain name. So he wasn't able to dig up the Gameloft connection, but then someone called Krish found out that. IP location, Canada, Quebec, Montreal, Divertissement, Gameloft, Inc. So he was the one to dug out the information. That
who was that? Chris?
That was Krish.
Krish, okay. Well,
C-R-I-S-H.
A shout goes out to Krish, and that's great. Good stuff. We should probably sort out our prize or something.
Yeah. So that was good. Anyway, so we discovered then, thanks to our readers, that it was actually Gameloft who registered the domain, therefore it was a Gameloft game. And already in the past, Spanner had spoken to Gameloft about whether or not they were bringing GTA to iPhone based on the previous rumor, and they said no, but I can tell you off the record, but it can go on the record now, that Gangstar is coming, and here it is. And it looks extremely impressive, I have to say. Yeah.
Okay.
There's a video out on a German website. Let me just dig up the information. There is a video out on ifun.de. And the 3D performance looks good. It looks incredibly impressive. But in any case, there is some GTA-style action making its way to iPhone in the form of Gangstar.
Okay, we're looking. So, and before we move on, I do think there are two rumours, though. There are two stories there, because I believe there is some credence to the rumour that we will see, as well as Gameless, as you say, very fine looking kind of take on that drivey shooty sort of game. I think there is some credence to actually the original GTA making appearance as well. I'm pretty sure. In kind of separate rumours or separate statements have been made to that effect. So I'm
it has been rumoured in the past, but we have recently obtained like a fairly solid rumour, but we can't talk about it. So we'll just have to leave it there.
I've heard some whisperings as well that I can't talk about.
Basically. Through an interaction between somebody associated with Pocket Gamer and somebody else in the world, it was suggested.
I think you maybe over. I think you've maybe over-explained there.
This is legal speak. I'm treading very carefully.
But the point is, regardless of how information has come our way, it does. There is. I don't think it's stone cold certainty, but there's a very good possibility that it'll be a GTA. Fight out on iPhone sometime soon, and obviously more news as we get it.
I think if GTA comes to iPhone, there won't be much competition with it. I don't think it'll face much competition, even from a game that looks as good as Gangstar. And obviously, it's coming from Gameloft, who are one of the best makers of portable games in the world, especially on mobile, and they've done very well on iPhone as well. But even then, I think commercially, at least, there would be very little competition with. A genuine bona fide rockstar effort.
Okey-dokey.
That's coming. And with that, that ends the news. That concludes our news coverage. We're now moving into the rumour mine. So, Fraser, if you would.
Rumour. Rimmer.
Okay, so what do we have this week? You know what we've done? We've just blown our load slightly too soon because we could have.
I'm sorry, I'm really. I need to start again. I don't think we have, Rob. I think
we have. But metaphorically, you'll be pleased to hear that I am speaking metaphorically.
I'm very pleased to hear metaphorically. We're all in the same room here. It could be very embarrassing. Go on, yes.
Don't worry. Obviously GTA iPhone is a rumour. It's a big rumour. But we've already talked about it. So let's move on to the other rumour.
Pretend you heard the jingle about 6-7 minutes sooner than you actually did, listeners.
Yeah. Yeah, supply with your mind something that makes this more. And Fraser, can you fill us in on this rumor?
Yeah, basically it seems it's very likely that another refresh to the iPod Touch is going to be arriving sometime soon. I think traditionally Apple releases or at least announces refreshes to its iPod line in the autumn or late summer, kind of start of autumn. And it looks like there is definitely going to be a new iPod Touch. I would say chances are that it is probably going to have a processor speed in line with the 3GS. It's probably going to be geared towards gaming, I'd say, as well, given the success of gaming on the iPod Touch and on the iPhone so far, and the fact that all iPod Touch advertising seems to focus on gaming so far. And it might have a camera, or it's very likely that it'll have a camera, according to various pundits online. So that's the story.
You know, would be good. It would be good if it also had a microphone.
That would be very handy. Yeah, that would be very handy.
I think it'll be exactly in line with the iPhone 3GS, but without the phone bit. I'm just guessing here. I don't want to speculate. It would seem crazy to do that, obviously, and that they're already manufacturing all those components for another thing. But I think you'll find it's going to be exactly the flipping same. Because that's what they've done historically. So, but that's good news, of course, because the 3GS, we've been playing with it, talking about it, and bigging it up about its kind of speed advantages, and talking a bit about the video and stuff. It's and generally been quite quite positive about the advances it's made. So it's it will mean
exciting.
Yeah.
Bit of kit. And obviously,
mean that the old iPod Touches will be cut in price, so they'll be even more. They're probably cheaper ways to enter the world of iPod and iPhone and gaming.
I think what's going to be really interesting is the way in which it's marketed and the evolution of the iPod in general, because now that the iPhone has become such a focus for Apple, and obviously they're trying to market it as the do-all device because it's got all the various types of connectivity, so it can, there's no holds barred when it comes to applications that can pinpoint your location and make use of the phone for links, etc., and all that sort of thing. But with the iPod Touch, the advertising for it so far has focused a lot on games, and I think that the next iPod Touch is going to probably take another step even deeper into that territory.
It's going to get its wellies on and tread into the murky.
It's going to trudge until it's knee deep in games.
Knee deep. Maybe it'll burrow underground.
Yeah.
Until it meets itself in the rumour mine.
In the rumour mine. So I knew you were going to figure out some sort of insane way to stretch the metaphor this week, and you
have. It is, exactly.
So well done.
Well, that's cool. Well, I think it's a good rumour. I think that's certainly enough, big enough to, as you say, to blow our explosive stocks, not our loads.
Yeah,
so I was thinking
to blow
explosives.
Our depth charges.
Exactly. No, we're putting our TNT into the wall and exploding a whole new iPod Touch.
So, with that, we can move on to what we've been playing. Chris, I think you should go first because you've got to potentially run off.
Been selective in my installations of games, so that's which is good. And one game that I've installed and played back to the same level before, which is the game I'm playing recently, is Digital Chocolate's California Gold Rush. I don't know if you've played that before. It is amazingly and annoyingly addictive. Basically, the game is you're a prospector in the old Gold Rush times in the San Francisco area, and you go through a level where you've got a mine down, a little mine, you mine down and left and right, and you have to kind of undercover gold and prop up the mine shaft as you're going, and the special explosives you can use to kind of blow holes, and there's a different amount of gold per level. There's loads of extras you can buy. There's some levels you've got to rescue people, some you've got to avoid lava and things like that. And it's just the whole thing's just so brilliantly paced. There's a hell of a lot of levels in there, and there's lots of little bonus things you can achieve in each level. And there's also a really nice little feature where there's like this facts, this trivia. So as you go along, you unlock information about the actual kind of about the era, about the history of the Gold Rush, which is great. So I've been playing that and loving that. I don't know if you've reviewed it on the site, didn't
you? No, but it sounds like Driller. I think we have reviewed it, but is it like Mr. Driller?
It's kind of like Mr. Driller, but you've not got somebody chasing after you. I mean, you know, there are bats which kind of rob you of a little bit of energy because you're your currency is kind of stamina. You get a certain amount of stamina you took here and there, but knocking to heavier blocks costs more than knocking to lighter blocks. So in fact, we did love it. We gave it 9 out of 10. Looks at it's a very so we're all from the same song. This is back in April. So this is not like a brand. I just discovered it, so it's new to me, but it's not new to us. A couple of the games we've been playing: Draw Race. It's another one of these draw your finger to move something about kind of games in the flight control Harbour Master mold, but it's got an interesting kind of twist on it. So you're a race driver, and you have a track, and you have to draw your preferred route around the track for X number of laps that there are, and the speed you move your finger is kind of the speed corresponds roughly to the speed of how fast your car's going to try and go. And you obviously, try and have to get the right racing line, and you have to do it relatively quickly, but also have to slow down a bit around the corners or it skids out. Yeah, and I've been playing it. It's really quite neat, actually. I think it could do a little bit more sensitivity in terms of the speed, because I'm trying to move it slowly, and what I'm doing is pressing harder and harder on the screen, so I'll probably put my finger through the iPhone screen at some point doing this. But it's a really cool little game. It's by a company called Red Lynx. Yeah, and there's multiplayer versions on it, and there's loads of races in there, so that's definitely something that I'd recommend. I don't know if I'm pretty sure we haven't covered that, because I haven't heard about it before.
Well, we've done an interview with Red Lynx, so we know about it. It's on the radar.
It's on the radar, but it's a good game. I haven't played it. I've only played it for probably about half an hour, but I've enjoyed my time with it. And then I guess that then the other things that I've been looking at, I had a quick look at Rolando 2. I haven't played enough of it to get very far, but just, yeah, it's as awesome as you'd expect. I looked at a game called Bubble Surfer, which is quite cool, which is a little surfing simulation. I haven't played much. You tilt your phone to guide the surfer up and down the wave and do little tricks and stuff. And I've started playing a game called ATC, Air Traffic Controller 4.0, which is a game actually came from mobile. I think it's a company called Lunar Games, if I remember correctly. And it is flight control, but it's a bit more, it kind of a bit more official looking. You kind of feel a bit more like you are actually, you know, there's lots more knobs and dials, and, you know, the flight paths are a little bit, the planes look a bit more realistic, and you're a bit more concerned about them crashing into each other. And it's over a picture of a proper airfield and stuff. And so yeah, and that seems quite good so far. It's not as Moorish as Flight Control, which seems to be, again, back at the top of the charts. But
which came first, Flight Control or ATC?
I think ATC definitely been around historically longer than Flight Control. Because it's a mobile game we viewed a couple of years ago, first version of it. But yeah, Flight Control made it casual and cute and had nice graphics, and just, I think the dragging control and Flight Control seems better so far than ATC. Seems a bit more responsive. So Gold Rush, awesome. Rolando 2 is awesome. Dry Ice is very good. And Bubble Surf and ATC both seem quite cool so far, but haven't had a chance to play enough through, really. But yeah, it's been, yeah.
Okay, well, that sounds like you've been having fun. I guess I'll go next. I've been playing Moonlight, which is very similar to Tiki Towers, in that you have to sort of create scaffolds to get somewhere. Although in this, there are no monkeys. The monkeys don't climb the scaffolds. But basically, what you do is, in every level, there's just a backdrop and a moon. And you've got this, you start with a kind of little triangular scaffold, and using your finger you can just touch points on the screen and it'll automatically create another section to the scaffold linking to your, you know, to where you've just touched it with the screen, touched the screen. And and then you do that, and then you reach the moon, your scaffold reaches the moon, and if it stays in contact with the moon for 3 seconds, then you win the level. And it's quite nice. It's much more sort of simplified than Tiki Towers. And it's deliberately, I think, it's got these really kind of honed down graphics that are actually very nice. And it's not frenzied at all. It's actually quite serene. And actually, another big difference is that when you're making your scaffold, you can, it doesn't have to be a weight-bearing scaffold that monkeys clamber across. So you're just trying to reach something, but also you can destroy old parts of your scaffold and then use that kind of inventory to create the next bit of scaffold.
Doesn't fall down.
Well, I mean, it would fall down, but say it's along the ground.
Okay, yeah.
Or, you know, or there's like an object in the middle that you can get to. As long as you've just got something on there, then you can delete everything behind it and then kind of start building again from that middle point.
Okay, I guess Fraser won't see the point of it. He won't get the idea.
I'm an architect. That's why I don't enjoy these games, because they're patently untrue.
Is this going to be the game that makes scaffolding cool? Isn't it weird how kind of like how the App Store can make anything cool? Apple, you know, they've made phones cool and they make computers cool and you know, and now they're making scaffolding, air traffic controlling, and I don't know, everything else. What else are they making cool?
Can I just say though that scaffolding is already cool by virtue of those posters of people having lunch in New York on the scaffold. And air traffic control is already cool because of the film Pushing Tin, starring Billy Bob Thornton, John Cusack, and Angelina Jolie. Yeah, I should have said her first, really. And of course, yeah, Kate Blanchett.
I would say the first every time. Yeah, but, that's. I don't know. Is that scaffolding? That's kind of more girdering than New York, wasn't it? I don't know. That's kind of like those people sat on girders. Scaffolding, it says to me British builder, arse hanging out, wolf whistling down on people from.
If you live near my house, scaffolding means somebody comes along and parks outside a house in a big van with scaffolds on the back in the middle of the road, and it's only a road that can sort of, it can only permit one car because people park on either side of it because it's a busy part of town and a narrow road. They park right in the middle of the road and then just stay there all day and make no pretense about moving. So that road essentially becomes blocked because they have to. Arrogance. That's what scaffolding represents to me. Arrogance, boorishness, and my own.
Arrogance, boorishness, and scaffolding. There's an app for that.
And there's always the potential for lethal falling masonry as well. So it's also dangerous.
Yeah, that's why I don't confront them about it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to have a little accident.
Exactly.
But it's really annoying. Anyway, yeah, that's scaffold.
You better hope some of those guys listen to this podcast.
What else have you been playing, Robin?
I've been playing Warpack Grunts and stuff we've talked about before, but that's a new one. That's a new one for me. How about you, Fraser?
New one for me. Well, I finished Doom Resurrection, which I enjoyed an awful lot. It's very, very good. It is quite short, but it's really the pace is brilliant in that it just keeps getting more intense. And despite the fact that it's on rails, it really does share that kind of frantic quality that the original Doom games had, where you get into this rhythm where you just feel like you're in a constant kind of pattern of shoot, reload, you know, and just make sure that you've always got a full clip in whichever gun that you're using. So really enjoyed that. That was great. But new game, because I've been so addicted to it, is a title that we heard about via the forums called Zombie Assault, which is basically a tower defense game with zombies, which is pretty much enough to sell it to most people to start off with anyway. But it's really, really good. It's not really tower defense in that you're actually defending a specific location, but the premise is that they're wandering across rooftops, and these rooftops are obviously domestic and they're leading into a city. So you've got to drop crates on them and blow them up and whatnot to destroy them to make sure they don't invade. And it's very, very difficult. The first two or three shots might have you kind of deciding not to persevere if you're a weak-willed gamer like I am often. But it's worth persevering with because it's an awful lot of fun and it's got great presentation, which I say about a lot of games, but this one really does. It's got lovely kind of cartoony characters, and it's really good. And we had it in the App Store as well, and the developer, Gihad Chibib, or if that's how you pronounce it, has featured our App Store summation of it on the description of the application on iTunes.
Oh, very nice. So, yeah. How much is that game?
It's a cheap one. It's only 59 pence. So, well worth checking out.
I'm going to. What else do we need to do? We need to announce competition winners, do we? We need to tell everybody who won, who was able to identify the tune from last week.
We had more answers this week than we've had for our competition ever before, which is brilliant. And a lot of you had answers that were very close, but not quite right. So those of you who answered Doom Resurrection will be disappointed to know that the real answer was Doom, as in Doom Classic, as in the game that is coming to the iPhone via John Carmack's enormous brain sometime in the near future. And the person that gave the correct answer to that was Thumper Matt. who said, "Okay, I'll have my go. The game, in my honest opinion, is not out on iPhone yet, but has been announced. The original game is called Doom, and on the iPhone it's called Doom Classic. That's my guess." That's the closest answer that we had to the actual answer, which was just Doom. So, well done to you, Thunder Matt. Thumper Matt. We'll be sending a £5 iTunes gift voucher to you shortly.
Congratulations, Thumper Matt.
Yes.
Very good. So have you got a tune for us this week?
I do have a tune. Yes, I do. I do have a tune.
Oh, good. And here it is. Was a good tune.
That certainly so, was.
great. Okay. Well, any other business to transact?
No, not other than to say, if you know the answer to that, just drop us a line in the forum. In fact, actually, drop a line in the forum to discuss it. But if you want to actually officially submit an answer, I think the best way to do that is to write to me directly at fraser@pocketgamer.co.uk. And that way I can keep track of you all, and it makes it fair.
Indeed.
Okay.
Okay. Well, great stuff. So please do go to pocketgamer.co.uk, where you can read our writings and all the breaking news and incisive, trenchant criticism of iPhone games, amongst other platforms. Go to iTunes, give us a rating, subscribe to this podcast. And that said, I think that's us. So goodbye from me. It's goodbye from Fraser.
Goodbye.
And it's goodbye from Chris.
Who has already goodbye. Gone?
Goodbye. Yeah.
That's about right, isn't it?
Yeah, it sounded. I actually thought it was him the first time.